Yeah, Zion and Aleph. No, we did two. We started in Ham and Aleph. We started in Ham and Aleph at the very bottom. Now we're on Zion and Aleph. And we are... we're in the middle of a sugya. The sugya we're discussing is whether... It's a fascinating concept. Machlokas. If a czar eats two truma, is he chayv misa or not? So we had two opinions, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds if a czar eats truma, that he doesn't get put to death. Transgresses the law, he doesn't get put to death. I mean, of course, he doesn't get put to death in the human tribunal anyway. We're talking about Bidei Shamayim. Rav holds not in Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Yochanan holds Bidei Yitzkil Bidei Shamayim. The czar eats truma's chayev. Now, Rav holds that who is chayev truma? Who is chayev eating truma betuma? Who's chayev eating truma? Only a kohen who eats truma betuma. In other words, a kohen who eats truma when he is tamei, he gets misa. Only him. Okay. That's Rav's the sole case according to Rav. For Rabbi Yochanan, not just that, but also a case where a czar eats truma, he's of course intentionally he gets misa b'dei shemayim as well. Okay, so we're middle discussing that machlokas. A czar, not a zav. A zav is a person who's tamei. A czar means not a kohen. Anybody's not a kohen. Okay, now we're up to a place where it's in the middle of nowhere. Mastisa pliga rav. It says the words are Mastisa pliga rav, and it's towards the bottom of Zion and Aleph, and there's two dots. There's a dot here. Mastisa pliga rav. But the Braisa argues on rav. What price? So it says, or Mishnah bargains around, Atruma vabikurim chayavim le misa. It says, Truma vabikurim, you get misa for them. They're pretty straightforward against Rav, right? It says you get misa. Pasala bikohanim. So it'll say it's about kohanim or atame. That's Rav holds that it's when the kohanim or atame they eat it, that's when you get misa. Vatin chomish way, it says in the self same Mishnah that if you eat the two truma, you pay a fifth, you make additional restitution of a fifth. The Kohanim don't pay a fifth, right? Who pays a fifth? Yisrael eats truma, pays Kohanim a fifth. Kohen doesn't pay himself a fifth, so that Mishnah can't be talking about where the Kohanim ate, because then there wouldn't be no room to speak about fifths. So Chaz says more, Pasalol it's Dardim, you must Nisa. He explained that Mishnah is written in two different sides, meaning two separate statements. Reisha b'Kohanim. Again, the Mishnah says this is a death penalty. It's talking about Kohanim. The same for the other Mishnah where we're talking about the penalty, that's by Yisroel. Okay? Now, Masnisa, a lot of typos tonight too. Masnisa pliga, it should be. There's the following Mishnah, right? So, argues Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say? Basurim lezorim. It says Truma is usur for Zorim. Now also, we know from Michal Shabbos, what does osir mean? Potter aval osir, right? It means that it's osir, but you don't get misa for it, right? So as the kasher Rabbi Yochanan says, you get misa. So potzala pachas mikashir. He explains that bad price is talking about a case where you ate less than a shear, not the full shear. Okay, so less than a shear, it's osir, but there's no chiyav misa. Okay? Says more further. Hey, Nichsei Kohen. Bikurim. No, most of the sugi you missed last night. Yeah. But you got the tail. The tail end is that you avoided the difficult part, the naughty part. You just got the tail end of it.
So what's the final law?
We pass on Yechai Miso, yeah. Anytime Machlok's Rab Rabbi Yochanan pass on the Rabbi Yochanan, everyone says Chai Miso. Okay? Ve'nichsei kohen. They're the private kohen. Rabbi Bo Bar Chaya b'shem Rabbi Yechanan said, L'chon esatif, to I gave it. Now I'll tell you about Truma and Bikurim. They were given to Kohen, and they were given L'mashcha. What does L'mashcha mean? L'mashcha has all of the following interpretations. Etymologically, it could be L'gdula, for a grand usage, a majestic usage. L'mashcha can mean L'sicha, can mean to anoint with it. And L'mashcha can mean L'adlaka, to burn with it. Now, Isi Omer, now I want to ask a very cryptic question. Isi Omer ben Tamei Matorim, I should say both Tamei and Tar. Now, this is very, the way I would have interpreted the question, I had not seen the Perush here, was so you should be able to burn Tar, Truma too. If L'mashcha means to burn it, you should be able to burn Tar, Truma, right? That's part and parcel of the usage of Truma. That's not how the Lev Yushalayim interprets it, though. He brings out the Kohen Gemara really means to ask is that Truma, you're allowed to burn if it comes Tommy. That's its use. If it comes Tommy, you burn it. So why not Bikurim? By Bikurim, they come Tommy, you must discard them. Why can't you use the Bikurim when they become Tommy? It's fuel. That's the most caution. Use them as fuel when they become Tommy. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It's Exeris HaKosover. Well, Bishr Mielon says, because it says, Lo viyarti mena b'tomei. I did not consume it in Tuma. Now that's talking about Maisur Sheni. But we learn Bikurim because they're in the same general vicinity in Parshas Kisav. I learned Bikurim from there as well. I didn't consume the tome, so it teaches us that Maizer Shady and Bikurim are precluded from use while one is tome. Only Bikurim may be used when one is tome, not Bikurim, Truma, but Truma Bituma. Mavirat is a Truma, Mavir is a Truma Bituma. Truma is used in the tome, not Bikurim and not Maizer Shady.
There's a difference between Bikurim and Truma. I mean, there's many differences, but one of them is Bikurim has to
be brought to place. Yes, but generally speaking, the parameters of Bikurim and Truma are similar. More similar than anything else. No, I grant you that.
But here, that's why you can't.
Yeah, but here we look for a special series of custom for it. Because it is similar to Truma, so therefore we need to have an explicit allusion to its difference. Okay, to bear in mind that, although I don't know if we're going to see it tonight, I think we saw it last night, that it's when the Torah discusses Bikurim, calls it Truma Siotcha, the Truma of your hand, the Truma which comes from your hand. So therefore, Bikurim, the Truma is taken, it is even granted, verbal, in the usage or in the Pochumish, it's called the Truma. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Zir b'shem Rabbi Loza said, "Minay lo ma'aser sheni atzmo shenitma. How you know ma'aser sheni itself when it becomes tameh shema likabo that you can't use it to burn? Tam lo briyati menabu tameh, because it says I didn't consume of it in tuma." Says more, you don't need that limud. I would know that anyway. Roy lifdoso v'atomar achein. You can probably redeem it. So anyway, my share is redeemable. So if it's suitable to be redeemed. Would you say need exerts the cost to tell you not supposed to use it? Of course, don't use it. Redeem it. So says more lo asya da. This cannot be speaking about lo asya the law, which is a contraction in Aramaic for da ella, right? This cannot be going except in one of the following two cases. Oblo kuach kesef meiser. Either we're talking about soy which was acquired with Meiser Shani money, Shemoch then became Tomei, and it should be Uk Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that which is acquired with Kesem Meiser, which became Tomei, cannot be redeemed, and therefore we need a special class to tell us that you still may not use it when it's Tomei. Or, says the Gemara, instead of Of, it should be O, Obi Bikurim Shemu Divrei Akol. Or it's Bikurim, which became Tomei. And there we implement that there is the cost of a low biyati men b'tomei. But regular ma'aser sheni shekeim tomei, it's pushy, you can't use it when it's tomei. Why? Because you're an easy out. What do you do with it? You just? No. You can't burn it. That's using. What do you do with it? Redeem it. Get rid of its ma'aser sheni status by redeeming it. The only when you cannot redeem Maaser Sheni or by Bikurim, then I say that you have to destroy it. But otherwise, redeem it. And of course, by Truma, that's the only case then where you get actually to use it. Okay, says more further. Hare b'zayin base at the top. Hare l'bikurim. Hare l'b'truma b'kurim ma'aser k'vim ma'aser. The certain things that are applied to Truma and Bikurim as opposed to Ma'aser. Okay, that's from our Mishnah, I think. Yeah, in our Mishnah we said that you need to wash your hands before you eat Truma Yikurim. And if you're Tomei, you have to wear a Tomei such as such as a Baal Keri. Right? You had a Mishnah, you have to wait till nightfall. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Tamati, we learned over there. No linear daim l'chulin. One has to wash one's hands for chulin. Right, for regular week for workaday stuff, lemaiser for maiser, letruma for truma, ule kodesh marbilin, and for kodesh for actual kachi we have to go to the mikveh. Okay, tamanat omar ina maiser ton rechitzo. In our mishnah you said maiser doesn't require washing. V'achat omar maiser ton rechitzo. Here you're saying that maiser requires rechitzo. What's the difference between the K hour Mishnah and this? This is, I think, is also a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Chagiga. Okay, the Mishnah Chagiga, which does require Rechitza. Says more. Tamara Tamra in Hain the Tamra Meiser Ton Rechitza. That Brisa in that Mishnah in Chagiga, which says you have to wash, is Rabbanan Hain. It's Rabbanan. Hain the Tamer, that Mishnah which says our Mishnah, a Meiser ain't on Rechitza, do you not have to wash for Meiser? Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir. Now, where is this? What is this machlok? It's Tamatini, we learned over there. Koatom b'yas maimidi v'asofin. Anybody who requires immersion or washing, midrabbanan, such as, you know, washing for a meal, right? Mitamis HaKodesh. If you didn't wash, and you touch Kodesh, you make a Tomei, make it a Shlishi, which is Tomei by Kodesh, because your hands are Shneos, your hands are Sheni Latuma. But Posas are Truma. It makes a Truma Shlishi, but Shlishi by Truma is only Posel. What does it mean it's only Posel and not Tomei? What does it mean that Shlishi by Truma is Posel and not Tomei? What does it cannot do something? No, it cannot do something. Not you can't do something with it. It can't make something tummy, right? Posel means the buck stops there. It doesn't go on. No. Only if it gets mixed in with something, maybe, but Stamet doesn't pass it on. No. Oh. Okay? So, says Umar, Tamet again, Tom Pius Mindy, but so many times the Kosher makes the Kodesh Tame, who poisons Hachumo, who mutter Bechulin Mamaiser. And Bechulin Meiser, it's mutter all the kids, Bechulin Meiser, all there is Shani. It stops at Shani, and your hands are Shani, right? So what are they going to do to Chulin and Meiser? You don't even have to wash. Dear Emir, V'chachomim Meisrim and Meiser, Chachomim say by Meiser, Shani also Shlishi. So now this is Machlokes Emir and Rabbanan. According to Emir, do you have to wash for Meiser? No. That's our Mishnah. According to Rabbanan, you do have to wash for Meiser, because they give Meiser the same status as Truma. That there's a shlishi, so therefore you have to watch for the mice. Okay? Says Mara Veloshmi, you understand, Mr. Zuger? Veloshmi Adama Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zila. Ask Mara, did he not hear that which Rabbi Shmuel said, named Rabbi Zila? Mao v'chachomim roisim and maiser. What does it mean that chachomim maaser and maiser? Not that you have to watch for the maiser, but nifso gufo milucho maiser. A new thing. You're not allowed to eat maiser when you're talmid rabbanan. You're not allowed to ingest the maiser when you're talmid rabbanan. You're allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to ingest it. Because then it's becoming part and parcel of a body which is tummy, that's not right. Okay? So, Maikadun, what do you want to say based on that which Rabbi Shmuel said in Rabbi Zira? Hey, I'll tell you like this. Hey, the Tamar, Maikadun Rechitza. That price that says that we have to wash from Maikadun, Barotza Locha, where you want to eat it. Because you want to ingest the Maikadun. Even though only your hands are tummy, it's not right. You can't take it into a body which is tummy. That's why you have to wash before you eat the miser. Hein the tamer, ain't a miser, the ton rechitza. That which says you do not have to wash your miser, that's talking about a case, the roitze liga. All you want to do is touch and not consume. Right? And that's okay, because sheni doesn't make shlishi. So it says, well, why? Lo rotza lechol, who wrote to liga? What's the difference? Whether he wants to eat it or he wants to touch it. Now again, here the Levi Shlaim adds more than the Gemara itself says. He says what the Gemara means to ask is that ultimately the reason why I wash by Meiser is because of Truma, because there's a continuum between Meiser and Truma. So by truma, there's no difference whether your intent is to eat it or to touch it. So therefore, by meiser as well, should make no difference whether your intent is to eat it or to touch it. You should have to wash. Okay. So says the Gemara El Mishum Tilasrach. Again, I don't know. Levi Shlaim gives pshatim on all of this. I'm following his pshat. The words of the Gemara are not the words of the Levi Shlaim, but this is what he says. He says that by Meiser, they made a decree you have to wash before bread of Meiser. Not before fruit of Meiser. Okay? Not one and not the other. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Vatina and Truma, didn't we learn by Truma that you have to wash? By Truma, there's no such thing, no distinction. By Truma, if you eat fruit of Truma or bread of Truma, you always have to wash, right? Nowadays, where someone makes on the tilas yadayim leperos, but in the old days you always had to watch no chokmas. So says more el b'chul shnasa taras hakodesh. You know what I'll tell you? That which says you have to wash before you eat meiser, it's really talking about a case where it might even be chulin, but you decided to make it with the same severity of the same severity as kodesh. You can do it. I mean, it's you're all self-referential. There are no external intrinsic halachas which apply to that. It's only you in and of yourself. But yes, you can do that. Okay, that was going to be a big mile in the old days. So says Mara, wait, not yet. Like I said, it's self-referential. So Chachamim are going to step in and give you a chiyuv. What does it mean? So what is chulin shnasa taras hakodesh? So this one now, Tipati can explain. Ikarib shemben elazar. Ikarib elazar rabbi tzarek. Also, ikarib shemben elazar. The time rabbi shemben elazar. Rabbi shemben meyer. Rabbi shemben elazar named rabbi meyer. You know what? There's such a thing as your dime which are rishon. A new thing. The dime which are rishon. Well, your dime rishon. And then, of course, they're going to be matami even chulin, right? Hayadime tchila chulin or shnias l'truma. It's a case where hands are tchila, they're rishon l'chulin. They're only shnias. And there's cases where they're shnias vis-a-vis truma. Now, what's a case where your dime are rishon? Well, actually, the Levi Shomayim here says when you stick your hands into a house which has taras. Maybe confirmation is if you entered yourself. Okay, so then you require until sitaim even for chulin, and so, certainly for meiser. So that would be our mishnah. I mean, that's the mishnah chagiga. The mishnah required, which requires until sitaim for meiser, it's going to be where you stuck your hands into a bite, some manuga, and your hands are now a rishon. Okay? The tinnitum we learned over there. If chulin is made on that tars of kodesh, and a chnam, it still remains chulin. And below the red circle, man, hareilu truma. The status of truma, the time is nine, leads to that the first two, rishon and sheni, it has. And Shlishi also has his puzzle. So even though Chulin Shnatzel and Taras HaKodesh are not fully Kodesh, they are like Truma. So if it's possible to say in our the Mishnah Chagiga, which requires you to wash for Meiser, is that he made the Meiser also Al Taras HaKodesh. So therefore retains the necessity to wash for it as well. Okay? Says the mission for the halacha base. Yeshu ma'aser b'kudim ma'aser en kein b'truma. The requirements which apply to ma'aser kudim should not apply to truma. Shema ma'aser b'kudim tunas tunim avo asmakom. Ma'aser b'kudim you gotta bring to Yerushalayim. Or b'beis hamikdash by b'kudim. Utunim vidu, and you have to say vidu, you have to testify that you eradicated them every 3 years. Ba'aserim lo'ni, they're forbidden for owning. Rabbi Shimon matur, Rabbi Shimon holds that b'kudim are mutter for an onen. Why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon equates bikurim to truma. He takes that very literally. So if it's just like an onen is allowed to eat truma, so too is allowed to eat bikurim. V'chayovim v'biyor. You have to get rid of them every 3 years. Rabbi Shimon put there, Shimon exempts them. V'osi b'choshem milochum yishlaim. And if they get mixed in, it's even the smallest amount. In another mixture, you must eat them in Yerushalayim with the Ketusha of Bikurim and Meiser. Why is that? Because it's like a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. Some which could be permissible. Since there's a way to make it permitted very easily to take them to Yerushalayim, so you take them to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim. Now he brings here another thing. The Gidulim, which is important, and Mordechai is going to clearly assume that it was in Mishnah. The Gidulim Asurin L'Chob Yerushalayim. If you planted your Maaser Sheni, or you planted your Bikurim, and then stuff grew, they are forbidden, and therefore you must eat them in Yerushalayim. Okay, they must be in Yerushalayim. Okay? So, says the mission further, Af, the Zorim Baf Lebeim. So too, you're not allowed to give, just like you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to be given this Bikurim Misafek to a Zor, to an Ankohen, and to an animal. And Shema Adeshim permits this. Harelu Maisa Bikurim, this is all true about Maisa Bikurim, Mashenke, but too much doesn't apply to Truma. Okay? So far, so good? The mixture of the growth, right. Okay, let me just get another cup of coffee. Sesmer. Tunimavo smokum. You have to bring them to Shalim. So not a top of one page, it's the other.
No, I do it.
By the way, next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're learning base tefillah.
Yes.
At 8:30. So 8:30, because Maravid next door, I don't know if we'll have our own minion. Maravid are good as 9:45, and the CM will be Tuesday at 9:30. That's going to schedule the CM for Tuesday at 9:30. Okay, I hope we'll finish by then. But that's the tentative date. We're just going to buy cake and stuff. Still have leftover shalchmanis is good. Okay. All right. Tunim avos mokum. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim. You'll see if it's a... We should make it. The problem is that Yudalif is very long. There's a lot of Agadata coming up. Monday night is a lot of Agadata.
Yeah, that is good.
In other words, nothing's going to hold the baby. Tunim But they have to be brought to Yerushalayim, the Chsiv, while Bikurim had to be brought to Beis HaMikdash. The Chsiv, it says, Va'aveisem Oh, here it is. I thought it was last night, but here it is. Va'aveisim shama lo sechem. You bring to Yerushalayim your olos, uzivchechem, and your zvachim, ves masro sechem, ves tumas yedchem. So, maestro, this is maestro shei. Tumas yedchem, el bikurim. That's bikurim. The yachseva, how do we know? Because it says, lo kacha kohen, the kohen should take hatene, the container, miyodecha. Akdu Meiser until here I see Meiser. Bikurim Minayin. Now this is going something else. We're going back. We're going to the next phase in the Mishnah on Biur. I know that you have to Biur on Meiser. Every third year you have to make sure all your Meisers have been given. I know that every third year you have to make sure all your Bikurim have been given. So I could do Meiser Bikurim Minayin. How many little also by Bikurim? That applies. So says the Gemara. Kaidom Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Shem Rabbi Lezer. Like Rabbi Yaakov Rachav said in Rabbi Lezer. HaKoidesh, HaKoidesh, HaKoidesh. It says, B'yarti HaKoidesh min HaBayis. It says it by Meiser. HaKoidesh means everything mentioned in this parasha. HaKoidesh Elyon B'mashma. Or everything which you mentioned in the parasha, which is called Kodesh. In parasha Kisava, first you have the parasha Bikurim, and then the parasha Meiser. And it says in Bikurim Meiser, B'yarti HaKodesh min HaBayis, means everything Kodesh which has been mentioned till now in parasha Kisava, which includes Bikurim as well. So here we learn that every third year you have to get rid of all the Bikurim you set aside as well. Utinim Vidui. When you get rid of the Meiser, you have to be Mitzvada. You have to pronounce that to the Kohen. The Siva Nisamart if they Hashem Elokecha, you should respond, say before God, Ad Kedum Meiser. So we see Vidui by Meiser. Bikurim Minayin, I know my Bikur by Bikurim is also Vidui. They make the pronouncement of the Kohen. Kaidom Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Shem Rabbi Lezer. Same drasha. Yaakov Rachav Shem Rabbi Lezer. HaKodesh Elyon Mashma. Says Kodesh includes also the Kodesh mentioned previously. Basur in the Onei. And it's there also for an Onei, a person on the first day after somebody died. The Chassidut says, "Lochalti boni mimenu." I didn't eat when I was an Onei from it. I could do Meiser. Then it says, "By Meiser, Bikurim Minayin." How do I apply to Bikurim as well? Same idea. Kaidom Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Shem Rabbi Lezer. HaKodesh Kodesh Olim B'Mashma. Says Kodesh makes reference to all the Kodesh is mentioned previously as well. Tinyan Kolilei Milayo. Now. Says Mishnah, says Gemara. The Mishnah said all these things. Rav Shimon Polik, Rav Shimon argued. The guy be Vito, Lace Polik, Lace Rav Shimon Polik. When it comes to Vidui, Rav Shimon doesn't argue. Why not? Says Gemara, tell you why. Vidui Zekriya. The truth is, if you took Vidui to mean that which you say in the third year when you bring all your Meisers, Rabbi Shimon would have argued on that as well. But he understood Vidui to mean the declaration you make when you bring the Bikurim. And of course, nobody argues they make the declaration. That's obvious, right? So it says, Vidui is a Kriya of a laser, Rabbi Shimon Polik. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue on that. The Sivit says, Vanisla Marta. You respond, you shall say. Okay, period. Kini mas nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. V'aisik kol shem bilochel b'sholayim. Whenever a little bit of truma of Meiser Sheni or Bikurim gets in, mixed in to a lot of, let's say, even chulin, so that you're forbidden, you're restricted to eating in Yerushalayim, right? Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Shem allows you to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Bikdulei masurin lechem Yerushalayim. So too, if you plant them and they regrew, you cannot eat them outside Yerushalayim. Rishon Matir, Rishon permits it. Vav lezorim vav lebehema. And even for a zor and a behema, Rabbi Shimon's Matir, Rishon permits that as well. Now, the next four words, the Gra takes out. Min ma du moisiv lon. Ein atem moedim shem mutarim. Now, one of the things, I guess, in the Tosefta, where this comes from, one of the things that Rabbi Shimon asked the Rabbon, and he said, don't you agree that if they got mixed in outside Yerushalayim, Bikurim and Trumas and Meiser got mixed in outside Meiser Sheni, got mixed into regular crop outside Yerushalayim, Shem Utaim Lazarim, that they're mutter for non-Nakwanim teeth, Shem Utaim Lachios Behema, and it's mutter for the Behema even teeth, because the Tarroides, a mixture of Bikur and Meiser out of the Yerushalayim, it's Batel. So it's Batel. So of course, you can give it to an animal. You don't have to eat. You give it to a regular guy. Regular sir. Yeah, we did have the Meiser Sheni. That's right. No, I don't remember either. I don't remember a year or two, but. Yeah, when it comes to mice, we'll figure it out. V'yesh mechitza l'achilas zorim, v'yesh mechitza l'achilas behema. If that's the case, is there a mechitza for eating zorim? In other words, is there a boundary against zorim eating it? And is there a boundary against animals eating it? Obviously not, because outside Yerushalayim, it's okay. Right? So therefore, he takes a step further. It's just like there's no wall which makes a difference vis-a-vis Zorin and also vis-a-vis Behemos, right, obviously. So too, Kach e Mechitza Lachilas, and here's a big type of set of Behemos, should be other Vikohani. So to the wall makes no difference for man and Cohen. In other words, outside Yerushalayim, I say that any mixture is mutter. As long as the proper proportions are absorbed, the mixture is mutter. For any purpose, even to give to an animal, even to give to a non-Cohen. So if that's the case, you see what about the measurements? About the wall? It's Batel, right? So too he says, even once it's in Yerushalayim, what's the difference? Just like the wall is not germane for once it's Batel, in other words, once it's Batel outside Yerushalayim, even an animal could eat it, right? And certainly a czar. So if it's inside Yerushalayim, I'm not making myself clear. No, okay, I'll try again. Rabbi Shimon's bone of contention is Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan hold, even if it gets mixed up, if it once it gets mixed up in Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. And, besides that, since it's Bikurim, it's talking about Bikurim. So what's that halacha? Can a czar eat it? No. Can an animal eat it? Not even an animal, that's for sure, right? So he wants to argue that Rabbi Shimon. He wants to say, listen, what happens if it comes to me outside Yerushalayim? I mean, yeah, not Tommy. If Bikurim gets mixed into Chulin outside Yerushalayim, a czar can eat it, right? An animal can eat it. Should that change when it enters Yerushalayim? No, because it's already Batel, right? So the walls, it can enter Yerushalayim. And it doesn't become Batel. It still is Batel. So the walls don't play a role vis-a-vis this grain. Or whatever it is. Because what's mutter out of Yerushalayim remains mutter inside Yerushalayim. Says he, so therefore even that which becomes mixed inside Yerushalayim should be mutter for a czar or for a behemoth. Is that clear? Only for what? Only for not leaving Yerushalayim. Not leaving Yerushalayim. Not those. That's his point. In other words, Bikurim really, Azor is not allowed to eat Bikurim, right? It's only for God. But once it's brought to outside Yerushalayim, even Azor can eat Bikurim, right? And that's even if it enters Yerushalayim, right? So therefore he says, vis-a-vis the concept of Zohus, the walls don't do anything. Right, once it's bottle, it remains bottle. So now he contends, even inside Yerushalayim, let the walls not be a problem. Let's say that it should continue to be mutter to Zorim, kind of like a Migo. Should continue to be mutter to Zorim, and Migo that it's mutter to Zorim, it should also be allowed to do what? To take it outside Yerushalayim. No, I don't recall Rabbi Shimon arguing there. I think he only comes out here. Right. No, but even there, I don't think we ever talked about, when we talk about that, I don't know if we talked about, although I might be wrong, we talk about where it's bottle. Because here there's enough to be mevatel it. Rabbanon, even though it's enough to be mevatel, so Darvish Shesh Lamatirin, what does it mean, Darvish Shesh Lamatirin? Eat in Yerushalayim, give it to Kohanim. Don't play games. Right, that's right. Okay, that's the difference, okay? So Rabbanon, I mean, Rabbanon say, tough luck. Yerushalayim asur soku davish yesh lo matirin. Yerushalayim is regarded as a davish yesh lo matirin, meaning do it in a heter way. So this is the Rabbanan. Anything which can be made mutter without resorting to bittul, we don't resort to bittul. So here too, it's not tum. Hey, you can eat it. So give it to the Kohen and eat nishkefer, right? With the kavasa Yerushalayim asur b'chol shei. So too, it's a davish yesh lo matirin. Of course. It answers even in 1,000 and certainly even a kosher as well. Okay, my plea in Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Now, one wants to advance that which Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan argue, the truth is, we fool with you all the time. They only argue about Gidulin. They don't argue about Ta'achoyves. By Ta'achoyves! By mixture of Bikurim in regular stuff. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees, you're lost. You got to give it to the Kohen. Even though, and Yerushalayim, even though it's a small amount, it should be bought out, but since it's Darvish Yesh L'Matirin, since it can become mutter, make it mutter in a more expedited manner by giving it to a Kohen in Yerushalayim to eat. But they all do argue about you doing stuff that you planted before the land, and stuff grew on that, there's a machlokas. Okay? Now, here comes a complicated thing. If you take a look for a minute on at the bottom, the very bottom of this Amud of Chesam Beis, around the last six lines of Od Min Hadar. Oh, what are we on now? Chesam Beis, right, the next one. Take a look at Chesam Beis. Vod Min Hador. Do you see that? No. The Vod Min Hador above that.
Two lines above that.
Five lines to the bottom. Now, from here to the end of the blot, it's supposed to be over here. The Groh does this. Vod Min Hador, and I'll prove this to you also from here. Lo sucha lecho bishalecho, it says you're not allowed to eat in your own gates. Masar de goncha, the miser of your grain. Now, this is talking about, I don't know how they know this, but it's this way where it was taroifus. Got mixed together. And it says, Beis of Meiser Omru, Meiser Shei Tosh, Meiser which got mixed in the Targoyves, Shenichlas Yushalayim with the Yotza, which went into Yushalayim and came out. Even though it came out, Lo Sucha Lecho Bisharecho, even though it's Bartel, even though it came out, it's still prohibited. You got to take it back with your shleim to eat. And here Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. So we see by tarovis chometz, by mikdash chometz, by tarovis bikurim, even though it got mixed in to a majority of chulin, that's it. It receives the status of bikurim. Von minado. Also in this case, itani Rabbi Tani, Rabbi Shimon, the title of Shimon, the words B'Shem Rabbi Shimon are extraneous. The Tani law Rabbi Shimon Yesh B'Meiser. There's the concept of Meiser. Shemaiser Oiser. Meiser Aser's Domov. It's money, right? When it's redeemed, its value. Ve'ruvav. And also it's Eruvin. In other words, it gets mixed into something. Not an Eruv. Right? An Eruvin means you're a mixture. The Kankonov and the containers which are acquired with it. We had that in Masechta Maisers. And sometimes the containers achieve Kushas Maiser. The Safek Eruvah and a Safek are mixed in. Koshu in all these cases, even if it's a Mashu, it's gotta be discarded. Can't be considered me. It's got to be considered my zusheni. Vei malikim bo, and you do not cannot
use it as fuel. I guess, yeah. Guess because that's it loses its significance.
Now, v'am rapi gidulin ke, and we also say that by gidulin. Okay, now. That's really the growth takes out the bomber after doing it. So let's take it out too. What we see here in this parenthetical remark which we've just inserted on Ches Amud Aleph is that Lamaisa, even Rabbi Shimon agrees by Taroivis Bikurim, it's us. Nothing to do. Right? You have to eat in Yerushalayim and that's begin to a Kohen to eat. Where does he argue? Getting back to where we were before. He argues by Gidulin, where stuff grew out of the Bikurim, out of the Meiser. Ma ben Eruvin and Ma ben Gidulin, what's it to whether it got mixed up or grew out? Eruvin by on hain? I read that so bad. Eruvin be'ein on hain. Eruvin are still here. Then Tareves, in a mixture, the minority is still there. Granted, it's hidden, so to speak, but it's still there, right? Still in the Taroivis, so that's also. Rabbi Shimon's machmir that one. However, by Gidulin, the Gidulin Kfar Batu, they're no longer there. Right? They got absorbed in the ground. I mean, not absorbed in the ground. They rotted, or they got the... they rotted. That's enough. They rot in the ground, so therefore there Rabbi Shimon is Mekel, right? Says the Gemara, this should be Bema, the Rabbi Shimon Moide the Rabbanan, Beiruve Meiser. However, we're still fooling you. That which Rabbi Shimon concedes to Rabbanan is only where Meiser got mixed in. That case is Moide, it's got to be in Yerushalayim. Ava Beiruve in Tehuan, it's also like growth and it's mutter. Even to take out to Yerushalayim and eat it for a zar. Bikurim do not answer their mixtures, nor their growth. Milach Yerushalayim to require Yerushalayim. Now we're asking the obvious question, the question we've all been waiting for. If you're going to say that it doesn't answer, so why does it answer by Meiser? If a Taroivis, a mixture, doesn't answer by Bikurin and require it to be Yerushalayim, so why by Meiser does it do? Does it do so? So it says, my Meiser by Bikurin, I tell you, Meiser in Waliyah, interesting halacha. If Meiser falls into a mixture, you have to pick one up and give it to a Kohen? No. If Bikurin falls in a mixture, you have to pick one up and give it to the Kohen? Yes, because it's like what? Like Truma. Like Truma, if one saw of Truma falls into 100 of Chulin, even though it's Batel, you still have to pick one up and give it to the Kohen, right? Bikurim is the same. So says Rabbi Shimon, it's a nice svara. He says, Taroiv is Bikurim, he picked one up and gave it to the Kohen. Maybe there's no Truma here anymore. Of course, we're all playing with the Rabbanis, but maybe there's no Truma anymore. So therefore, Taroiv, no Bikurim anymore. Whoever the Taroiv is Bottom. And Taroiv is Bikurim. In Chulin, we say the Bikurim are Bottom. Again, because I picked up one and gave it to the Kohen anyway, so maybe the Bikurim are not here. But by a Taroivis of, let's say, what's the other opportunity we're talking about here? Meiser. By Meiser, do I have to take Pikon up and give it to somebody? Of course not. So therefore, the Meiser remains here, right? If the Meiser remains here, so retains the character of Meiser to a certain degree. Takes the character of Meiser, that means it must be the usual Ayim. It's not Bartel. Okay, it's a nice Svara. You look kind of shocked. It's a nice Svara. Okay?
No, it's funny because you don't have to pull it, take it out, it retains the yakemi.
Mm-hmm.
While the other one you have to.
The kula gives it a chumra. Exactly. The chumra gives it a kula and the kula gives it a chumra. That's what he's saying, yeah. So it says the Gemara, okay, again. Mari Maitre Mari Bikurim Maitre in Lalia, Bikurim Yeshu Aliyah. Top of Chesam and Base. Heve. So that brings us, behold, that brings us to Ma'ad Rabbi Shimon Moideh Rabbonon. That which Rabbi Shimon is Moideh to Rabbonon is B'dor B'Shein Lo Aliyah, is by Meiser, where you don't pick one up. Moideh Rabbi Shimon Bosa say, now, that's actually a new thing, Moideh Rabbi Shimon, period. Moideh Rabbi Shimon concedes. Bosa say, Shehel Lo Mitoch Me'ah. What about the one of the Bikurim which you did pick up? Right? To give to the Kohen, right? So that one, obviously, those are Sar Shalom Toch Meha, Shehi Tuna Mechitza. That one's got to be inside Yerushalayim, it's, because it's that one's soon to be Bikurim. Utuuna, and also requires, it says Hanoya, but it should be Avo. Has to be brought where? Has to be brought somewhere. Where does that have to be brought? Beis HaMikdash, right. Rabbanan Amrim Rabbanan say, since they don't hold a bittul at all, they hold I give the whole mixture that didn't be korm, right? Because it's like Dovah Sheshul Matirin. So kulatun is mechitzo. Oh, the whole mixture's got to be inside Yerushalayim, and also the whole mixture's got to be tunos ava. It all has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash.
So it's afghan bazorah.
No, because it's not a korban. You're allowed to bring kulin tazorah. The Kohanim were allowed to bring buns to eat their burgers in. It's only slaughtering, which is awesome. Says the Gemara further. Asacha, it's great to learn when I'm awake. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Luchad Asa. It's a difficult week. I'm going to wake this week till tonight. Rabbi Yochanan Luchad Asa. Rabbi Yochanan came to a certain place. Rabbi said, Ara ben Azai Docham. I'm here. Ben Azai was the renowned Ilui. He's a tremendous, very well known, he could answer any question. Umar, probably also brings out, says, I think Rava once came somewhere and said, I'm Ben Azai today. Ask me a question, I'll answer. So that's Rabbi Yochanan said. Oh, Ben Azai, Dachan. Today I'm the Ben Azai here. Azachat stops, so one old man came to make mincemeat out of him. Sholei, so he said, surely I asked him a question. Amrei said, Gidule Truma Truma. That which grows from Truma is Truma. Gidule Gidulim, however, that which grows from the growth, which the third generation already reverts back to Chulin. Avol Tevel Umaiser Sheni. But Tevel, stuff which is not tight, Umaiser Sheni, stuff which is supposed to be Radu Shlaim. Maitre Rishon, first Maitre goes to Levi, and Sviche Shvi, stuff which goes during Shemitah, and Trumas Chutzlaret, and Truma which comes from Chutzlaret, Vamaduma, a mixture of Truma, Vaki Bikurim, and Bikurim, Kidulei Chulin, anything which goes on any of these substances is Chulin. It's only Kidulei Truma Truma, not any of the other ones. It says Mertz, so says the old man. The question is, Tamarat Omer Gudulei Mutarin. Over here you said that the Gudulei Mar Mutar. I think according to Rabbi Shimon. No, make a mistake in the Talmud. Talmud, Hatorah Megillah Mutorim. Over there, in this Mishnah that this old man just quoted to him, it says that Gidulim Abikurim Meitzer Sheni are Mutar, right? That which grows out of them is Mutar. But Tehacha, in our Mishnah, Hatorah Megidulim Asurim. In our Mishnah said that which grows out of Abikurim Meitzer Sheni is also. Meaning you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So what's the difference between the two cases? On my lay, Rabbi Yochanan answered. He said, "Hein dat amar gidulei mutarim, that which it says gidulim are mutarim, that which you know in that Mishnah over there it says you're allowed to eat the growth. That's bedavish sazaro kola. That's where there's no bulb left in the ground. Where you plant, it's a seed which rots. So there is nothing left of the original truma. Vein the tamer gidulei masurim." That which says the original truma, that which says remains osur, is bedavar shein zarakoleh. It's a bulb. Since it's a bulb, so whatever grows, grows out of the bulb and remains osur, right? Because the bulb from whence it grew, we had an isur status. On my leg, so he said, "Give me a break." The old man said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Give me a break." Do you have that in your Gemara? It's here on the bottom. So my leg, so he said, Vatina, didn't we learn Ezu Dava Shein Zarakola? We learned in other places in Israel. What's something where it remains a bulb? A loof. It's a type of wild onion, mushroom, garlic, rapsolium, and onions. So, va loof, va mushroom, va rapsolium. Are loof, garlic, and onions chayav and bikurim? What did you want to say? There's a difference between bikurim, which grows out of a bulb, and bikurim which grows from a rotted seed. Bikurim which grow from a rotted seed, so they're gidulim, that which grows out of them is mutar. Gidulim which grow out of a bulb, since it retains the flavor of the old plant, so that which grows out of it is usr. There's no such thing as bikurim which grow out of a bulb. Onions grow out of bulbs. Leeks grow out of bulbs. But bikurim come from the Shiva Saminian, the seven species, none of them grow out of bulbs. So how can you say that that's the difference between the two brises? Omar! So Rabbi Yochanan said, you're right. Ozo ben Azai de Hocha. The ben Azai of the place has gone away. He's out for the day. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan went. He was no slouch. He went and asked one of his rabbeim. Asa shal Rabbi Yamai. Read the answer, Rabbi Yamai, what to do about this. Amalei, so he said, the truth is the guy is right. But you can salvage yourself. You could say Lamaiser Hushvodovar. You could say that the two Mishnahs that contradict each other are resolved by saying that they're talking about Meiser, not about Bikurim, not about Meiser Sheni. And one is talking about where their bulb remains in the ground. One is talking about where the bulb is destroyed. One shows bulb which remains in the ground, so it says that which grows remains also. One says that the seeds could get destroyed, so that remains mutar. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mechalpashitas in Rabbi Yochanan. Seems to be a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Rabbi Yochanan Tamar Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Rabbi Yochanan over there in the Mishnah in Pora, I think it is. Kalim. Mishnah Kalim says that Rabbi Shuvan Levi says, Kanushal Nevela Ushva. Now, it's a complicated case over there. Case over there is, in order to be Matame your clothing, you have to carry something Tame. Nevela, or for that matter, water for Poraduma. Because it's Matame, it's Torah, and it makes people are Torah Tame. So when you carry it, it makes it Torah Tame. Not just you, your garments. What happens if you touch it? Touching is less severe than carrying. If you touch something Tame, what happens? You become Tame, but your garments do not. So the Gemara of there comes and tries to explain a case where it's possible to touch an Avela and not carry it. Because any time you touch it, you move it a little bit. And moving is also a form of carrying. That's called Hesed. Okay? So where is it possible? So says Gemara, it's possible if you talk about the horn of an Avela. The horn of an Avela is tough, it's hard, it's not going to move if you touch it. So that's the case, it would be okay. Omar Lay, it's Rabbi Yonah said to Rabbi Shimon Levi. I don't understand. Lokin Ifon Rebbe, did you not teach us? Now the next two words are changed as well. The Chasuche Begodim Shnaim. There are two things which are saved from becoming Tomei. Two things are saved from becoming Tomei by touching them. Two things where your garments are saved. Chasuche Begodim means your garments are saved. Chasuch means saved. Chasuche Begodim means your garments are saved from becoming Tomei because there's no real Hesed. So one of them is this case which you gave us, the case of the animal horn, right? So the horn doesn't move. But what's the other one? How can you just can't tell me one? There should be two, right? Again, locate of a Rebbe, and here's a big typo. There should be v'chasuche bigodim shnayim. So to here, v'amar afecha. What does it say in our Mishnah? V'gidulei hen. So to you, how can you say no? How do Rabbi Yana said, how do I reconcile two Mishnayos? Say both talking about Meiser, right? One is talking about Meiser, which is Kolazaro, where the seed gets consumed. One is not. But it says Gidulein. Gidulein means two. What's the other one which is being referred to? Must be Bikurim, but you didn't come up with a dichotomy by Bikurim for me, right? He didn't tell me by Bikurim why in some places it should be mutter and in some places it's also. Says the Gemara further, and now we skip to where we got up to before, the first line on Tesamar Aleph. I'm Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila said, Hain the Tamar Gidulein Asurim. David says that the Gidulim are Asur. It's talking about both Bikurim and Meiser, and that's Rabbanon. Hey, the Tamer Gidulei Mutarim. That which says the Gidulim are Mutarim, that which grows is Mutar, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, that's my focus. Yeah, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, whether Gidulim are Mutarim or not. Amar Lei, so they said to, he said to Rabbi Hila, I guess Rabbi Yochanan said to Hila, can't be! But Ninon, actually no. It's a kash Rabbi Shimon we're about to ask. Not a Rabbi Hila's reconciliation of two brises. Then one is going like Rabbanu, the other is going like Rabbi Shimon. That might be. But that's Rabbi Shimon itself. But see, then we learn, if something grows out of Hektish and out of Maiser Sheni, or it's Chulin, it's Chulin, but you gotta redeem it. You can redeem it as its value at the time you planted it, which is much less, because you planted one seed, and now you have oodles of seeds. That's what grew. But you have to redeem it. So the Eza Dover point also, why is he redeeming? Is it not because Lomine Kedusha Shiyesh Bohen? Is not because there's some residual Kedusha? And so too we should say, by Gidule Bikurim, that there's residual Kedusha in their Mekadish to Gidule, that whatever grows is Kadosh. Says the Gemara, again, Leiza Dover replied El Sod, Lovin Ekdusha Shiyash Bahem, Avoch Eitzim Mechitzin Ekdusha Shiyash Bahem, so to Gidule Bikurim should require a wall, because of the residual Kedusha which they have. Rabbi Yemi Abarimi, Shem Rabbi Shimon Lokash, Shem Rabbi Shimon Lokash said, Hein the Tamer Gidule Masurim, that which it says, that which grows them, and is Osir, is Isar Mechitza. Is only when they grew inside the wall altogether. God says you're allowed to use them, even allowed to use Gidulim as Heter Zorus, where it's permitted for Zorim, meaning it grew outside. Now he's really also considered coming. The Gemara never fully answered the question of Leiza Dovru Poydoson. It's a very choppy Gemara. The Gemara asks, Maaser Sheni which grows, you gotta redeem the growth. So the Gemara says, oh, you see from this, the growth has residual Kedusha. So that's true, but the thing is, we see that it's not, although the Gemara doesn't answer, we see it's not a real Kedusha. It's a real Kedusha, you have to redeem it at face value. Whatever you have now, not whatever you planted. So we see, it's not a Kashmir B'Shimon. Rabbi Shimon allowed Gidulin. And the truth is, here we're really also allowing to do it. They're just making a pro forma redemption. But really, we're allowing the Gidulim without a proper redemption. It means it's okay. So really, that's how we would answer this case, the question from the case over there Gidulei Meister Sheni. We said you have to redeem them, right? What we're saying, the reason you have to redeem is not because they're really kadosh, just as a pro forma redemption. Okay? Not arbitrary, yeah, just to go through the motions. So that's not right against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon can still be good. Shimon knows Gedulei Bikurim or not Bikurim. Right? And Gedulei Meister, not Meister. Just that by Meister, you have this artificial mechanism of pidyon you can impose. What the heck? Might as well impose it. By Bikurim, there's no pidyon. So therefore, there's nothing to impose. So therefore, it just remains mutter. That's not a card. So that's how we would answer the question, although Gemara itself doesn't give that answer. Gemara just leaves it dangling. But then we went on to another point. We said yet another resolution of the steer in the Mishnayos. Now it says that Gidulei Bikurim are mutter is when they got me grew outside the wall. That says Gedulei Bikurim Ha'Osur is when it grew inside the wall. Very simple answer. Okay, depends where they grew inside. It's more severe. Okay, says the Gemara further. Mention things that you apply Ma'aser Kuyim and not in Truma, and one of them was Vidui, right? Tamatina says over there V'gam Nesati of Avakasha. In Vidui it says they use, but then it says Begam Sati, I also gave it Zutuma Tumas Meiser. That refers to Truma Tumas Meiser. Yet here in our Mishnah, there in that Mishnah, Tamar Atomar Truma Tuna Vidui. It sounds like Truma requires Vidui. V'achata Mar Truma Ena Tuna Vidui. Yet here we said Truma does not require Vidui. So which one is it? And the third year, they have to come to Yerushalayim and say, I gave all my Truma Kedin. Rabbi Hila said, Tanoi Tamo, we learned over there. Big typo here. Hamaiser Rabbi Kurim. Echara Noitlan, Vechara Noitlan Tunim Vidui. This is the answer. By Maiser and Bikurim, who's got to say the Vidui? And by Bikurim also?
The Kohen.
Hanoitlan, Vanoitlan. That when I got to Bikurim, I used them properly. Yes. That's a Kiddush. By Truma, that doesn't apply. Okay? By Bikurim, the Kohen's got to say Vidui. Everybody agrees by Truma, the Yisrael's got to say Vidui. But by the Kohen, now he doesn't have to say, only has to say by Bikurim. I'm Rabbi Zerubbabel said, Rabbanan the Talmud, the rabbis over there, in Bavel, Savrin, they thought the same. The rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Amrin, they said. This is another answer. If you have Meiser Sheni, if you have Mishayeshlo Meiser Vineyatzo, if all you have is Meiser, Mishvate, you say Vidui Meisers. Mishayeshlo Truma Vineyatzo, however, if all you have is Truma, and a Mishvate, you do not say Vidui on Truma. It gets dragged along if you have a Vidui on Bikurim or Meiser to say Truma as well. But on Truma itself, you don't say. Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Masisa Amrakein, it's a Mishnah like that. What Mishnah like that? What is it? Rabbi Yisrael, Omer Yeshla, and Ari Miklot. So the Rabbi Yisrael, the Tana says, it's from here. It says that Levim can say, the Vidui Meiser. Why? Because they have a portion of the land of Israel. You need to have a portion of the land of Israel. Because they have to say Adom Asher and South of Israel. So they have a portion. What's their portion? Or a Miklot. Monica, what are they saying Vidui Meiser? Not a Bikurim, they don't own fields. So what are they saying on? Imachumas Meiser Shalowin. If it's talking about... Oh no, they do a Bikurim. I take that back. Market, what are you talking about? Ima chuma o maisers, talking about chumas o maisers, shaloin. Then he gets to keep it. The Kwan and Levine, they get to keep it. Elo kianon kayomi, what are you talking about? What's he talking about? Here's a big typo again. The maiser sheni will be kurim. By maiser sheni will be kurim. So it teaches us that a Levi has vidi maiser and vidi bikurim. Now that's fine, but what else do we see from here? That there's no vidi truma. Because the mid, this Bryce felt compelled to say that where's their vidui for Levi? By bikurim. By maiser sheni. It must be that on truma itself, there's no vidui. Now, it gets schlepped along, but the primary vidui is on bikurim. Because they had me grushing. They had fields around their cities where they could grow stuff. The Kohanim also have fields around their cities. They also have fields around their cities. Okay, Amrav Ilar, Rav Ilar said, Sharmina, we learn here, Mishiesh lo maiser v'nei atzmo mitzvada. So he has maiser by himself and says bidui. Mishiesh lo bikurim v'nei atzmo mitzvada. So he has bikurim by himself mitzvada. Shaman mishiesh lo truma v'nei atzmo mitzvada. Do we see here that somebody has truma by himself says bidui? It means there is. Doesn't say that here. So it's just bikurim and maiser sheni. So that's the raya that from this Mishnah that bikurim and maiser sheni, they stand on their own. And you say vidui on them by their own, but truma doesn't stand on its own. You don't say vidui on its own. It only gets slept along together with other things. We'll stop here for this evening.